be in orbit.
You wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the time. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you think he's talking straight to you and me? Mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold. I wear the black in mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. I know, and things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay, but I'll try to carry off a darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
At the Sound of the Hound, it'll be 5:04 p.m., which means you're listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata, and that was Johnny Cash with Man in Black from the 1971 album of the same name. Hope you've had a good week. Hope you've been enjoying this this eerily mild weather. Coming up, we're going to be listening to, well, you have some new stuff we're going to play this week and some old stuff, because that's the way we usually do around here. I'm going to be playing a number from the new MGMT album, and it's quite a fine album. I'll be playing a number from what is considered to be one of the first concept albums ever recorded. But first things first, 2 days ago, it was the 1st of March, so here's a song about that.
Slam me 10 pounds, I'll buy your
sit and watch the junkies, the junks, the paint stars.
You'd be hers if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss her most lesson. You'd be hers if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss her most.
Under my eyes, I can see you standing there, but still there's nothing to reply. The world's my fin de clair, my Spanish castle in the sky. I can see it floating there, but still there's nothing to define. If I'm miles away, I'm holding mountains in my hands. The starlight it never gonna let me down, until I stumble like a drunkard back to town. Then I where you are, keeping the sanctuary warm. Don't ask me who I am, don't ask me where I am. Nothing to declare, not in the valleys of my mind. The documents are there, but still there's something to decide. The world's my fin de clair, the waters beckon me to dive. I can tell the pearls are there, and still there's nothing I can. Don't ask me how I know.
girl in my hometown. I can gather all the news I need on the weather report. News I need on the weather. I can gather all the news I need on the weather report.
News I need on the weather.
Hey, I've got nothing to do today but smile. Whoa, here I am. Here I am. You're the only little girl in my hometown.
But of course, Paul Simon would never steal song ideas from someone else, would he? Nah, of course not. That was the Tenors, or rather those were the Tenors, with Weather Report. And before that, we had MGMT, new number from the new album. The song is Nothing to Declare, and the album is Loss of Life. And before that, we had Snail Mail with Pristine from their debut album, Lush, 2018. And Frank Sinatra in the Wee Small Hours of the Morning from In the Wee Small Hours, off of the Verve label. And we started off with a live version of the Pogues, Boys from the County Hell, from the BBC Sessions. And up next, I'm going to play another new song from Hooray for the Riff Raff. Their new album, The Past is Alive. The Past is Still Alive is truly stupendous. And they'll be doing a sold-out show at the Sinclair this week. I, alas, waited too long to buy a ticket, and now I am on the outside looking in, but you can still have fun if you were wise enough to buy a ticket before the demand rose. That's how economics work. Anyway, I'm going to play another old song, but by someone we can all get behind. The great American singer, activist, tenor, actor, stage and screen, Mr. Paul Robeson, with a song about America's favorite hothead.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory. nights in jail. I head north from Toya Vale. Switch to 285 in Pecos. Head up to Red Bluff. My walk's real steady and my eyes are real cold. But I feel like I'm all 16 years old. Lost in a travel lodge with the television on, with the sound down. Issues of Sunset Magazine to read, sleep for 12 hours, dream about home. To 128, I am coming back to Midland, and I hope you won't mind. Polaroids of the two of us scattered on the passenger seat. I drive slowly and evenly, and I dream about home.
too is a needle and thread. Most of our friends are dead. So tested drugs, remember Narcan. There's a war on the people, what don't you understand? There's fentanyl in everything. Don't become an angel with a broken wing. Oh, we need you back down here on earth. And nothing is as painful as birth. Well, time flies when you're getting old, but I was born with a baby boy's soul. Maybe someday I'll see you again in a field of war, a kingdom of sand. And maybe we could smile again. Oh, maybe we could dance again. I'd kiss your lips, I'd hold your hands. Oh, maybe we could dance again. Well, I was young when I left home. I never stopped running, used to think I was alone. Nothing will stop me now. Nothing will stop me now. Oh, nothing will stop me now. Well, nothing can stop. Nothing can stop me now. Me now. Me
All right, that was a whole lot to get through, but we got through it in one piece. We started off with Paul Robeson, John Brown's Body, The Mountain Goats with Jeff Davis County Blues from All Hail West Texas, new one from Hooray for the Riff Raff off of their new album, The Past is Still Alive, and that song was Snake Plant, The Past is Still Alive, and they're going to be playing a sold-out show at the Sinclair, and if you got tickets, bully for you, I slept on it and am paying the price. And speaking of the Sinclair, we'll be having a song that we're singing at the Sinclair a few nights ago. Well, outside the Sinclair is about half the crowd. But we'll get to that in a little bit. And then we had Videotape by Christian Scott Atunde Aduja from the album The Emancipation Procrastination. And I heard that one listening to the Jazz Spectrum show on WHRB in Cambridge, the Harvard station. And yes, there are other radio stations out there, but you wouldn't do such a thing as listen to another one, would you? No, and I wouldn't do that either because we have that kind of a bond. Anyway, as we listen to Hepcat play The Spins, let's have ourselves a legally mandated PSA. It's numbers to think about Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is the equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So if you're going to go in on a Ponzi scheme, please find a more carbon neutral one. Let's have ourselves a scene report talking about all the cultural offerings in this little corner of the universe of ours. And on the 8th of March, we have some very important shows coming up. First one's on the 8th of March at the Friends Meeting House at Cambridge on 3 Longfellow Park, which is outside Harvard Square. There's going to be an open mic benefit show for the family of Abu Raida in Rafa. Suggested donation is $10 to $15. Goes from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. No one will be turned away, so feel free to donate ahead of time, and feel free to bring your poems, your songs, your what have you, for this very important cause. And the next day, go into Harvard Square proper to the Democracy Center for a benefit for the Palestine Red Crescent Society and see Weird Machine, Jiddo, Fracture Type, and Death Defier. This is an all-ages show, $10 a cost, 7 p.m. is the hour, but it's a sober space, so no drugs or alcohol, and masking is a must. On the 17th of March at the Midway Cafe, there's a St. Patrick's Day matinee. You can see local heroes, time and place, play with Troll 2 and High Water Haulers. And if this sounds familiar, it's because they did the exact same lineup last St. Patrick's Day, but that was an evening show. This is a matinee show. And you can see High Water Haulers if you can't afford to see them at Boston Calling. Doors are at 3, $10 is the cost. It's an all-ages show. On the 19th at the Jungle, you can see The Wizard and the Wise, Dead Flowers, and Skeleton Crew. Doors are at 5, music's at 6. It's a 21 plus show, it's all ages, and it's free, free, free. So how can you say no to a value like that? On the 22nd of March at Faces, you can see Pink Slip, Power Up, and Do It With Malice out of New York State. That's an 8 p.m. show, all ages, $15. Now we come to the grand, to the grandest of the grand. On the 29th of March at the Rockwell, you can see Thou Merciless Graves presents Wrath of the Selkie. It's Thou Merciless Graves, Your Friends in Hell, Coffin Salesman, and Squally Green Thumb. And this is a very important show, and I don't think I'm going out of line by saying as much, but Thou Merciless Graves has been is wrapping up a radiation treatment, and this is a celebratory birthday show, so go, go, go. And the doors are at 7, the music's at 8, $15 in advance, $18 at the door. And finally, this weekend, there is the Boston Roller Derby season opener, March 9th at the Shriners in Wilmington at 5 o'clock. See the Cosmonauts play the Nutcrackers. And at 7 p.m., you can see the Harbor Horrors play the Wicked Pisses. And also, there's a new team, the Disco Infernals. And I'll be doing my best to announce these matches as they come up each week. And if I don't, well, you know where I live. And next week, it's our special Oscars show with my friend Julia Troy. We'll be talking about the songs that are nominated, the songs that are not, and the winners and losers, past, present, and maybe even future. Probably not that, though. We don't have the gift of clairvoyancy. Not yet. Up next, here's a song that they were singing in front of the Sinclair earlier this week. It's by the one, the only, the truly indispensable Pete Seeger. Thank you.
From all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
My daddy was a miner, and I'm a miner's son, and I'll stick with the Union till every battle's won.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
They say in Harlan County there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a Union man or a thug for J.H. Blair.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Oh, workers, can you stand it? Oh, tell me how you can. Will you be a lousy scab or will you be a man?
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Don't scab for the bosses, don't listen to their lies, 'cause poor folks haven't got a chance unless we organize.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Al ver uno de los primeros convoyes israelíes con ayuda humanitaria en llegar al norte de Gaza en meses. Rodeados, los soldados de Israel abrieron fuego contra la población civil. Autoridades en Gaza aseguran que más de 100
personas... Au nom de ces morts, de nos morts, j'exige un châtiment. Pour ceux qui ont souillé notre patrie de sang, j'exige un châtiment. Pour le bourreau qui commanda la fusillade, j'exige un châtiment. Pour le traître qui vint au pouvoir par ce crime, j'exige un châtiment. Pour celui qui déchaîna l'agonie, j'exige un châtiment. Pour ceux qui se firent les défenseurs du crime, j'exige un châtiment. Je ne veux pas qu'ils me donnent leurs mains mouillées de notre sang. J'exige un châtiment. Je ne veux pas les voir ambassadeurs et paisibles dans leur logis. Je veux les voir ici, jugés sur cette place et dans ce lieu. Je veux un châtiment.
Por estos muertos, nuestros muertos,
pido castigo.
Para los que de sangre salpicaron la patria,
pido castigo.
Para el verdugo mandó esta muerte,
pido castigo.
Para el traidor que ascendió sobre el crimen,
pido castigo.
Para el que dio defendieron este crimen,
pido castigo.
No quiero que me den la mano empapada con nuestra sangre, pido castigo, pido castigo. No los quiero de embajadores, tampoco en sus casas tranquilos. Los quiero ver aquí juzgados en este sitio.
Quiero castigo, quiero castigo, quiero castigo.
At the beginning we had Pete Seeger, Which Side Are You On? And then Otis Redding, Stand By Me from Pain in the Heart. And that was Quilapayún with an adaptation of the Pablo Neruda poem, Pido Castigo. And before I get out of here, I'm going to send a song out to Aaron for being braver than many of us could hope to be. And this is a Bob Dylan song.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? And where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall. Oh, what did you see, my blue-eyed son? And what did you see, my darling young one? saw a newborn baby with wild wolves all around it. I saw a highway of diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. I saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard, it's a hard rain gonna fall. Hey, what did you hear, my blue-eyed son? And what did you hear, my darling young one? I heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. Heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were ablazing. I heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. I heard one person starve, I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. I heard the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall. Oh, what did you meet, my blue-eyed son? And who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. I met one man who was wounded in love. I met another man who was wounded in hatred. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall. And what'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? And what'll you do now, my darling young one? I'm a-going back out for the rain starts a-falling. I'll walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty, where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters, where the home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison, and the executioner's face is always well hidden, where hunger is ugly, where the souls are forgotten, where black is the color, where none is the number. And I'll tell it and speak it and think it and breathe it, and reflect from the mountains so all souls can see it. And I'll stand on the ocean until I start sinking, but I'll know my song well before I start singing. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall.
A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, and that'll close it out, and send that one out to Aaron Bushnell, a man of perceptively great conscience. And that'll do it for us here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Tune in next week for a special Oscars show. Until then, good night and good riddance.